Regardless the length of their sentence, some prisoners will never see their way free because of terminal illness. At the Dodge Correctional Institution, three rooms in the 62-bed infirmary are set aside as hospice. Bleak, neutral-colored walls have been repainted blue and lavender. Warden Kathy just says there's 24-hour medical care, along with inmate volunteers, to help those who are dying.
It's basically inmates sitting with other inmates, talking to them, reading books, turning the TV channel, maybe writing a letter to their family for them. They may be helping feed them if they're at the level where they can't do that themselves.
Hospital consultant Andy Land says the program's off to a good start. He says obstacles are slowly being overcome.
There's a little bit of a feeling of culture change within the institution. Some of the security staff who were opposed to the program that thought it was a little bit too soft on crime are even beginning to come around. The inmate volunteers certainly see this as an opportunity for some redemption.
Since prison hospice started, an average of two or three inmates have required care at one time. Potential expansion of the program to other prisons is being considered. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.